Talking today with John Collison, Senior Vice President for the Oklahoma Farm Bureau. John, you're getting ready for your August area meetings. This is one of those great opportunities for Farm Bureau to go back and you start at that grassroots level, starting to talk about what's going on in the state, federally speaking as well, nationally. And then you allow those members to start thinking about that policy that they want to discuss at your annual meeting later this year.
Correct. And we're always excited about this. August is always a great time for us. We get to go out and see our members. And these are really the advocates. These are people that will show up on a hot August afternoon. They'll come out and we'll meet for an hour and a half, 2 hours, and we'll talk about policy. And we have a lot to talk about. We have a lot of problems in this state right now. We just came through a session where we saw property tax as being the number one source of new revenue. And so we have this new paradigm shift where cities, municipalities want to come in and take property tax and start funding fire and police. And I know what happens next. We start funding salaries at schools and it's this snowball effect that goes downhill. We are a huge organization that stands up and fights for property tax and fights against raising property taxes. And so that fight's coming. We'll take that to our people and we're really going to discuss it. I saw it this session at the Capitol. It was a fight to keep that off.
Now, on property taxes, there's a time and place for those property taxes. So they've got a very, very real use.
Of course. You know, there's a time and a place for all taxes. The problem at the Capitol today is we don't really have any leadership. We don't really have any vision of where we're trying to go as a state. We're racing towards the bottom. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but you know, when you're going to school 4 days a week instead of five, you're not getting better. When your schools are being underfunded, you're not getting better. We didn't really solve any problems at the Capitol this year, and you're going to see we'll probably have to go back into session here because what they did pass, it really wasn't constitutional. They just wanted to get in and out. It was really kind of a disaster of a session. We see that now. We'll have to go back and fix it again this session, but we are begging for some leadership to stand up. If Farm Bureau needs to be that voice, we will. We generally are when it comes to these issues. And so we're going to go out. We're going to have a frank discussion with our membership, and they need to see that we have a fight again, not only coming this year, because I think we're going to have part two of a session, but we have one coming next year. We have to be the voice when it comes to rural education, rural property, rural everything. We are that voice. We're going to go to legislators and make sure they understand how it affects us and our membership.
And like I mentioned earlier, this is your start of your whole policy-making process, the kind of the rule book or the guidebook that you and your team will work with as you go to the next session in 2018.
Correct. You know, the harvest is in. I mean, our farmers and ranchers are just now getting done wrapping up from harvest. Once they get that over with, they get into the policy mode. And we'll start in August, and we'll go through October, and we'll go through November, and we'll be ready to hit the ground again come January. Farm Bureau did have a successful session. We kept a lot of the bad things off that we didn't want in bills and pieces of legislation. Sometimes we had to fight our own friends to make sure that happened. But we did have a successful session. Now, what Oklahoma needs to have a successful session. We need to have one next year. We need to start today. If that's going to happen, our members are going to be involved. We'll start here in August and take it through the rest of the year.
You and I have talked more than once about water.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, you've indicated that you still think that is that there's a rational way to handle water in the state, make sure everybody's got the water they need, but then also get some revenue.
You know, I keep thinking it's Providence. I've been over to the Three Rivers area here about every week. My kids have gone to church camp on the eastern half of the state, and I keep coming across the Three Rivers, which is the Grand, the Arkansas, and the Verdigris, where they all come together. Millions and billions of gallons of water every single day are flowing down that river. That river is God-made, but the development of it today is man-made, right? Grand River Dam, the Verdigris River, the Arkansas, they've all been man-made. We used to do this all the time. Tom Buchanan, our president, and I were just over on the Verdigris the other day, man-made channel, shipping billions of dollars worth of agriculture goods. Why have we stopped? Right, we have stopped because we have a lack of vision in this state. We have a lack of ideas. Farm Bureau is going to push those ideas. We're going to continue. Not only are we going to keep developing our waterways and our infrastructure, but what else are we going to do? And that is developing our water for sale, for use, for agriculture. It really is the future of Oklahoma. Somebody has to step up. Farm Bureau has been pulling this. We've been carrying the water, I will say, on this issue so far. But somebody from the state level and the federal level has to step up and take this issue.
On the August area meetings, you've got those coming up, 10 of them over your 9 districts.
Yeah, that's correct. And we'll be out in Guymon. We'll be down up in Pryor. We'll be down in Altus. We'll be down in or up in Miami. And so we will cover, again, and everywhere in between. We will cover. I encourage our members to come. This is a grassroots organization. We need to hear from you. You need to work with us. We need to work with them on talking to them. So I know they will. We've got a great staff at Farm Bureau, and they're working hard to make these a great success.
Clearly, Oklahoma is very, very proud of kind of an adopted native son in Scott Pruitt. He is continuing to show what he did as Attorney General here in Oklahoma. No fluke as he's the EPA administrator.
Correct. And I know you say he's adopted because you're both from Kentucky, but go Wildcats. But, you know, it's been amazing. Administrator Pruitt today is meeting with all the Farm Bureau presidents from around the country. I don't know. I can't remember in my time, or I don't know that you can remember in your time, when the EPA administrators ever sat down with farm and ranch presidents, Farm Bureau presidents. It's an amazing story. We've been up there to meet with Administrator Pruitt. We're working close with the Trump administration. You know, there's so much distraction that comes out of this Trump administration from the news media, Twitter and Russia. Who cares, right? Look what Administrator Pruitt and Donald Trump have done today. Clean waters in the United States, repealed, gone. How long did we fight that? How many years have we talked about that? It's gone. Clean power, clean energy. You know, we are working today for America's future. This administration, see through the fluff, see through Twitter, see through Russia. Look what they're actually doing. This president, by the way, and this administrator have done more for agriculture today than any other president I can recall in the history of my time. So we're really excited. We're always continually looking for new ways and new programs to make sure in these next, hopefully, 8 years, that we can repeal a lot of this nonsense that's been put in place, not only at EPA, but maybe at Fish and Wildlife Service also.
Obviously, we're starting to see some of the work done to lay the groundwork on a 2018 Farm Bill.
Yes.
This is something that Farm Bureau, both American Farm Bureau, Oklahoma Farm Bureau, are very engaged in.
Absolutely. Our commodity committees that we're putting them together right now, we're pulling in our members to work on this Farm Bill. We are going to be very engaged. Again, we have a Republican president that's very friendly to what we're doing in agriculture. You know, the Farm Bill is a crazy machine. You know how much of that is actual commodities and how much of that is food and subsidies for food. It's a crazy bill. I think this one will be as hard as any other, but we are engaged. We're up there every day. I'm getting texts from members of the legislature who are in D.C. right now wanting to work on the Farm Bill. So this one's been a pretty good one, but we're looking forward to working on the next one for sure.